Good morning. So at FDA, we are developing informatics tools for the evaluation of large health data sets. I have no disclosures. Seem to be skipping the slide. But I have a disclaimer. So this is an informal presentation that does not bind or obligate FDA, and the adverse event data that is being presented is from the publicly available VAERS data set. So I will cover some background information about FDA and the adverse event review process. I will also talk about the event-based text mining of health electronic records, or the ETHER tool, and the pattern-based and advanced network analyzer for clinical evaluation and assessment, or the Panacea tool. So FDA regulates a variety of products, which includes biologics such as vaccines and blood products. FDA conducts routine surveillance on approved drugs and biologics for adverse events. We get this data through FAERS, which is the FDA Adverse Event Reporting System, which collects adverse event reports for drugs and blood products, and then also through VAERS, which collects adverse event reports for vaccines. So the number of approved products has steadily increased, and as that has happened, so has the number of adverse event reports. So FDA CBER recognized the need to create informatics tools to help with the review of adverse event reports. So this slide will be a quick overview of the adverse event review process. So a patient can receive a drug or a vaccine and have an adverse event. The patient or the provider can then fill out an adverse event report, which is compiled and then sent to a reviewer who looks at the adverse event and assigns it a level of seriousness as serious or non-serious, and then also assigns something from the MedDRA, which is the Medical Dictionary for Regulatory Activity, which identifies specific adverse events such as fever or anaphylaxis, which can be assigned to the report. This is then sent to a database and then sent to medical reviewers at FDA that then have to look at the report and determine if the adverse event is notable and if FDA should be keeping close track of the event or cluster of events and may need to further evaluate it. So ETHER is a natural language processing tool, and it helps with the in the following ways. So case review is what I just described in the previous slide, and ETHER helps by deconstructing adverse event reports into its core components, such as products diagnoses, to create a summary, and so that a medical officer or reviewer could read that and then determine quickly if it's something important and if they need to look at the whole report or not. I mean, so as an example, if you get an adverse event report of fever after a vaccine, that's something that is well recognized and would not need to be evaluated as seriously as something that is unexpected. So in addition to that, it also helps with case series. So this is basically the review of a collection of adverse event reports that are of interest because of a specific reaction. And ETHER helps with this by creating summary tables that gives you information on demographics, diagnoses, time to adverse event onset, so that you can determine if there's a likely association and whether there's a pattern. ETHER also helps with information identification, quantification, and querying. ETHER identifies, categorizes, and quantifies medical information to permit searching and filtering of cases based on processed text. ETHER also has the ability to automate coding. So in the previous slide, I mentioned how this is currently done manually, but with ETHER, there's now the ability to automate this. So here's an example of an adverse event report. Patient received smallpox vaccination on 4/21/2006. 2006 and left deltoid. 12 days after vaccination, he developed increased left arm pain and pleuritic substernal chest pain. 5/11/06 transferred to hospital with chest pain, right arm pain. Final diagnosis of acute myopericarditis, serum reaction, allergic reaction, anemia abnormal reaction to vaccine, medical records from previous hospitalization obtained on 5/14/06 showed past medical history of testicular cancer, family history reveals patient's father had MI. So one of the things that is immediately identifiable is this is not the sort of well-wrought prose that one might find in a novel or a newspaper or even an email, but this is very, very reflective of the sort of shorthand in which clinical information is frequently relayed between providers. And so we see here also that there are various features. So there's the vaccine, there are there's the primary diagnosis, the secondary diagnosis, and symptoms in yellow, red, and purple. And we have the medical history in gray and the family history in green. In addition to that, ETHER recognizes time in the sense that there's absolute time, like the dates, and then relative time in red in the first line where we see that the person had onset 12 days after vaccination. So ETHER attaches the temporal information to the extracted clinical features, which allows it to show us the information in different ways. So here's an example of two ways in which the data is represented to us by ETHER. So the first is a summary that is presented in the standard clinical format. So the bold text is kind of the framing of that format, and the regular font text is stuff taken directly from the adverse event report. So a 23-year-old male with medical history of no significant medical was treated with small. The patient was diagnosed with unspecified disease, pericardium, on 2011-02-22. And again, we see that this isn't like a natural sentence that one would write or speak, and part of that is due to the fact that it's pulling in the exact text from the adverse event report. Below, we see the sort of table that ETHER produces where it gives us the age, sex, concomitant products, medical history, etc., and can allow you to identify the potential for an association and some sort of a pattern. So here we have a visual display of the data that ETHER can create. So on the top left, you see the RX, and that actually indicates the exposure. And then the sad face shows the time at which the adverse event report is occurring. And so the various features are in pink, and for display purposes, they're all attached to a specific date, as you can see by the x-axis on the bottom. But you can hover on these and get more information, see the exact text that is extracted in the tool. This is another way to view the information, and so this actually quantifies the features. And so we have three lines. The top one are the symptoms, the middle one is the secondary level diagnosis, and the bottom is the primary. So this can be used as a proxy to look at the evolution of the adverse event over time. Specifically the clinical situation and potential morbidity. This is not exact, but it's a kind of a rough approximation. So you can also hover over the points and then see the exact features that were extracted. So this is the same thing, but this is actually the summation over multiple cases. So this was 130 cases of myopericarditis, which is a well-known adverse event that is associated with smallpox vaccine. And this is a summation of the primary, secondary, and symptoms features. And so from this, you can start piecing together the clinical picture and start to identify risk windows. And so from this, it looks like basically between approximately 7 and 16 days is when you have a risk window for developing myopericarditis potentially after vaccination with smallpox. So as I mentioned, there's the automated coding, and this is an example of the screen that shows the output. So this allows for the coding of things that aren't currently coded through the manual process, such as medical and family history, negated terms, and rule-out diagnoses. This also allows for potential quality control of the coding process and general streamlining. This task was partly supported by the National Library of Medicine MetaMap tool. So here's an example of use of the tool by the FDA. So Proveng, or Sipuleucel-T, is the first therapeutic vaccine. So it's an autologous cellular immunotherapy indicated for the treatment of asymptomatic or minimally symptomatic metastatic castrate-resistant prostate cancer. So what this means is basically if somebody has prostate cancer and they have failed certain therapies already, that they may benefit from the use of this product. So FDA was considering a label change, and I was actually the medical officer that was, this is one of the products that I take care of. And so I had to review over 200 adverse event reports, and I estimate that by using Ether, I probably would have spent two to three more times of my time if I had not used Ether as part of this process. So this resulted in the addition of the following language to the product insert: hypertension and syncope to the warnings and precautions section, some language about thromboembolic events that are observed after use of this product, but has not been attributed directly to the product, and then adverse events to the post-marketing experience section of the product insert. So here I will quickly talk about Panacea, and so what this is an informatics tool that represents adverse event data as a network. So on the left we have an element network, and here the nodes are products or adverse events. So the red squares are products and adverse events are circles. The nodes are linked by an edge if they appear in the same report. The other way we can look at the data is as a report network. In this, the nodes are reports, and the reports are connected by an edge if an adverse event appears in both reports. I'll now show you a video that demonstrates the use of Panacea. So first, we need to load the data into Panacea, which we do right here. And then one of the things we can do in Panacea is create a case definition and identify the reports of interest. So we create a case definition, and as I said, myopericarditis is a well-known adverse event associated with smallpox vaccine. And so we're creating the case definition, we're putting in myopericarditis, myocarditis, and pericarditis. The tool then identifies the reports, and then you'll see on the right a network created with the reports that have at least one of these items from the case definition. The yellow node on the right is your reference node, which represents the case definition, and then these are all the nodes that were selected. And you can see that in the original data, they tend to cluster. And in addition, what we can do is we can change the criteria that for being in the case definition. So we can change it from having to have one of the criteria to two or three, and we see as we increase it, the number of reports are reduced. In addition, what we can do is we can display the data in different ways. So we can make this network into an element network, and then thereby showing us all of the products and adverse events that make up the collection of reports that we were looking at. And then we can look at this in different ways. This is the force-directed view in which the more highly connected nodes are in the center. And you can see as you highlight nodes, it shows you which reports are being selected on the left. This is the island layout in which more highly connected nodes are up at the top. And again, it shows you what reports you're selecting as you're selecting nodes. So you can also select either the union or intersection of the set of reports depending on the different adverse events that you're selecting, and there's a way to change between that. And so initially we were looking at the union and then we were looking at the intersection. So the other thing is it connects to Ether, and so you can take the reports that you've identified, load them up into Ether, and then look at the summary data that is created. So at FDA, we've been working on these tools We are continuing to work on them, and we're using them. We're tweaking the algorithms, and we wanted to come here to present at FDA to let people know about what we're doing, and because we also anticipate or think that it's possible that sometime we may actually make these tools publicly available. So that varies in terms of the system. Like for VAERS and FAERS, it's going to be different. But in terms of, so you're talking about the actual manual processing.
Yeah, that's from any respondent is a delay response.
So pardon me?
So how does the person be very
Oh, yeah, yeah. So, yeah. So something like GBS, Guillain-Barré syndrome, the risk window is out to like 42 days. And so something like that, you have a clinical course, and anywhere along that clinical course, you could potentially have it identified. And then there's also delay in the reporting. So that's just, I mean, so this is a passive surveillance system. So there's lots of variability in terms of when you would get the report relative to when the adverse event actually took place. So we haven't done a full medical evaluation of the automated coding yet, but that's something that we need to look at and compare the adverse events that Ether is assigning to the adverse event report to what the reviewers. So there's actually a CDC led initiative where they have a contractor that looks through these things and they assign all the PT terms. And so we have not done that, but that's something that we're planning to look at.
Okay.